Let's just see.
Yeah.
Okay, so you actually fired Garrett's then?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Yeah?
From on the local, but mainly a lot on the iron ore that comes from the Northampton iron quarries, stone quarries and everything, around Kettering, Welling.
Oh, yeah. So you actually drove them going north with loads in some cases?
Well, I've worked both ways.
Yeah, 79 wagons on coal.
Yeah, that was on the Brent coal, the Cricklewood train. That was a top link. I never got onto that because of you move through the links as a, well, same thing from a cleaner, past cleaner, fireman. But no, I worked as far as Wellingborough going south and Masborough Junction going north, which is Rotherham out there, you know. But mainly coal, iron ore, a few perishables, obviously, but Toten was coal and iron ore and
that's right. Mineral ore. And you thought that firing them wasn't too bad, the Garrett's,
well, the Garrett's,
because there's a lot of coal to put on.
No, but if you've got a good driver and he'd had years and years of experience and he'd come through with them, if you listened, because naturally you did rely on him, like a god to you. You know what I mean? And I make you feel a little bit sort of, not timid, but you're with the driver and he's like a little bit of a god to you, really.
Yes.
And you look towards him and a bloke tells me, he says, keep filling up your box, he said, get it right up to just underneath the door, plenty in the back corners.
Yeah.
And he said, and keep it stoked up and you'd hear that four cylinders.
Yes.
Then he'd lose its syncopation a bit. You know, if it went over wet rails or crossing.
One was good.
And then he'd get... then he'd even itself back up again, you know.
Right.
But Paul...
And plenty of power there.
Plenty of power.
Yeah.